Maseches Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah follows on the previous two Mishnayos talking about using Bereira to tithe produce in the future. However, here we're not talking about Shabbos. We have a different case, really an absolutely fascinating case, and with some interesting applications as the Mishnah goes on. It's a poel, a worker, Sheino Ma'amin Lebal HaBayis. He doesn't trust the tithing of his employer. So the case here is that there's an employee who is contractually entitled to not just whatever others' wages are, but to be fed, provided meals. And part of the meals would be, for argument's sake, he's going to get, 100 figs per week to eat. And he doesn't trust that the figs have been tithed properly, so they're demai, meaning he has to still get the Trumas Meiser out of his figs. So what can he do? He doesn't have those figs in front of him now. They haven't been served. He'll get, so many figs every day. So how does he deal with it? So the Mishnah says, Notol grogeres achas. He takes one of the figs, dried figs, va'omer, and he says, ze, this particular dried fig, v'teisha bos achrea, and the next nine after it, asuyus meiser al tishim shani ochel. This and the next nine, for a total of 10, will be the meiser, the 10%, against the other 90 that I'm going to eat later on. So over the course of the week, let's say I'm eating 100 figs, and this is will be Meiser, and then, I make this one Trumas Meiser in a moment, and that will allow me to eat the other 90. So Zu, this one that I pointed to first, Asuya Trumas Meiser, Alehem, this is the Trumas Meiser on the whole, for the 100, and then the other 9, which he declared is going to be Meiser, again, like all the previous Mishnayos, he can eat because Hamotzi Mechaver Lavaraya, the burden of proof is on the Levi to show that this Meiser really is owed to him, since it's Demai, in most cases, the Amaretz does take the demai, and therefore this is probably okay. So he'll just take that one dried fig off and save it for the Kohen and eat the remaining 99. As for the Meiser Sheni, so it says, Meiser Sheni ba'achrona, as for the Meiser Sheni at the end, meaning the last, let's say, 10 at the end, or 9 at the end, I should say, umuchulal al hamaos, those 9 last figs that will be Meiser Sheni, again, why is it 9? Because you start with 100, you take 10 off as Meiser, you're left with 90, and the tenth of that is 9. So the 9 at the end, those will be Meiser Sheni, but then they're deconsecrated onto a coin, which I have, let's say, back in my house, says the worker, and then he can eat all 99, just sitting aside one dried fig as Trumas Meiser, which will have to go to a coin. Now, what's with that one dried fig? Who absorbs the economic cost of that one being put aside? So according to the Tana Kama, we say, v'chosech grogeres achas. He simply refrains from eating one dried fig. So over the course of the week, instead of eating 100 dried figs, he'll just eat 99 dried figs, because that hundredth will go to a Kohen. That's a Tana Kama. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, lo yachsoch, he has no right to simply refrain from eating that dried fig, because then, mipnei shehu mima'et malachto shel bal habayis, he'll only be working at 99% capacity because he's not eating as much as he should have eaten. He needs to eat 100 figs, or more importantly, for this day, instead of eating, let's call it 14 figs or whatever it is, that he would have eaten, he's eating 13 figs, so he's going to be a little hungry, and that will make him be less productive, and that comes at the cost of the Bala Bias, which he has no right to do. Remember, the Bala Bias holds that he tithed properly. He says, listen, I gave you kosher food and you could eat it. You don't want to eat it, that's your problem, but don't, be from on my dime. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what should the worker do? He has to go and buy one more dried fig out of his own pocket and make sure he comes, fully eaten, so he has all the strength he needs to work. So again, the Tana Kama holds the one fig that is not eaten is simply a loss to the employee. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's not acceptable because really the loser is the Bal HaBayis, the employer, and therefore we say that the, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the employee has to spend whatever it costs to buy an extra dry fig so that he will have extra to eat and not go hungry and to be able to work at full production. The final shita, Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo yachsoch, he need not refrain at all from eating figs, ipnei shehu tanai bezdin, because that is a condition of the bezdin. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yossi holds, listen, there's a rule in Chazal called demai. And if you're ne'eman, if you're strict about tithing, you have to treat all produce that comes from an am aretz as being demai and needing to have the trumas meiser taken out. And since the rabbis put that rule into place, they also said, listen, a guy who's going to be strict for that, he is allowed to, and there's nothing improper about the employee setting aside that one fig, and there's no reason why he should have to absorb the cost of it, since the Bezdin, you know, the Torah, the Chazal, set up this obligation. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the employee is entitled to take 101 figs. Ignore the math around the slight rounding problem, but he'll take 101 figs. One he'll give to a Kohen as Trumas Meiser, and he'll be left with a net 100, so he gets what he was contractually entitled to get, a full 100 figs, and he can work at full capacity, not costing any loss further to the employer. But again, the point is, Rav Yossi holds that the extra fig should come out of the economic pocket of the employer, as opposed to Rav Shimon Gamliel holds there's no right for the employee to go short in food eating, and therefore the employee would have to spend extra money to buy that one extra fig.